UK, Australia, and Canada recognize Palestine as a state. By Kurt Zindelka on September 21, 2025. The United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia announced on Sunday they now recognize Palestine as a state. Despite accusations that it would be rewarding the Islamist Hamas terrorists behind the October 7 terror attacks on Israel. One day before the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah Jewish New Year celebrations, British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer announced that the UK would recognize Palestine's statehood. The move preempted plans from France to back the measure this week at the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. Starmer's telegraphed announcement was preempted by fellow G7 nation Australia and Canada, both of which announced Sunday they would also recognize the territory as a state shortly before Starmer's statement. Starmer initially laid out plans to officially recognize Palestine in July on a conditional basis, demanding that Hamas, the Islamist terror group behind the October 7 terror attacks on Israel in 2023, which saw over 1,200 murdered and around 250 hostages taken, disarm, release the hostages, and agree to give up control of Gaza. Despite these conditions not being met, Starmer said on Sunday, "In the face of the growing horror in the Middle East, we are acting to keep alive the possibility of peace and of a two-state solution. That means a safe and secure Israel alongside a viable Palestinian state. At the moment we have neither. So, today, to revive the hope of peace for the Palestinians and Israelis, and a two-state solution, the United Kingdom formally recognizes the state of Palestine." Starmer denied that this would represent a reward for Hamas, saying that his push for a two-state solution would be the exact opposite of Hamas' hateful vision, as it would ultimately require the terror group to give up control of Gaza. Turning to Israel, the PM accused Jerusalem of conducting a relentless and increasing bombardment of Gaza, adding, "The starvation and devastation are utterly intolerable. Tens of thousands have been killed, including thousands as they try to collect food and water. This death and destruction horrifies all of us. It must end." For its part, Israel's foreign ministry said in response, "Recognition is nothing but a reward for jihadist Hamas, emboldened by its Muslim Brotherhood affiliated in the UK." Hamas leaders themselves openly admit, this recognition is a direct outcome, the fruit for the October 7 massacre. "Don't let jihadist ideology dictate your policy. Palestine lacks the fundamental aspects of statehood, such as clearly defined borders or a firm constitution, and has not held meaningful elections in nearly two decades. Meanwhile, it continues to be a major sponsor of terrorism against its neighbor and top trading partner, Israel. The move to recognize Palestine as a state will put Canberra, Ottawa, and London at odds with both Israel and the United States, with the Trump administration stressing its opposition to Palestinian statehood as it would be rewarding Hamas for the October 7 terror attacks on Israel. During a joint press conference with Prime Minister Starmer amid his state visit to the UK this week, President Trump said that he has a disagreement with the Prime Minister on that score, "one of our few disagreements actually." Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has also previously accused the UK and others of rewarding terrorism by setting out plans to recognize Palestine as a state. In an apparent move to mollify anger from Washington, Starmer has also said that his government plans to announce fresh sanctions on Hamas. The sanctions will supposedly seek to increase pressure on Hamas to give up control of Gaza, to disarm, and to release its hostages. However, leading opposition figures in the House of Commons levied criticism at the Prime Minister's move. Nigel Farage, whose Reform UK party has led in the polls throughout the year, said per The Telegraph, "Hamas and a Palestinian state are inseparable for now. This is typical of Starmer, he can't really decide where he stands. Whatever the caveats in his statement, this announcement is a surrender to terrorism and a betrayal of Israel." Conservative Party Shadow Foreign Secretary Dame Priti Patel said, "With the terrorist organization Hamas still holding hostages in barbaric conditions and glorifying acts of terror, Starmer is sending a dangerous message, where violence and extremism are tolerated and rewarded. Peace in the Middle East will never be secured by rewarding terrorists. His feeble last-minute attempts to appease the United States are shallow and will never justify his reckless decision on recognition." Patel went on to accuse Starmer of capitulating to the hard-left factions of his party who she said are now dictating Britain's foreign policy. However, while politicos in Westminster have noted the pressure on Starmer from his leftist wing and indeed his large Muslim voting base to recognize Palestinian statehood, it appears to be deeply unpopular with the electorate as a whole. According to a survey released on Saturday from JL Partners, 87% of the public opposes the move without any conditions on Hamas. Additionally, 51% said that they would oppose it while Hamas remains in power in Gaza, and 52% said they believe the action would be rewarding the terrorists. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to ksindulka@breitbart.com.